Lincoln County Board of Commissioners to order. This is immediately following a joint work session with the City of Walport City Council. It's Wednesday, June 6th, and we are in the Walport City Council meeting room. First item on our agenda is to establish a quorum. We have all three commissioners present, and that constitutes quorum. Next item would be adoption of the consent calendar. We are removing item H, execution of documents number five, which is the extension of a lease. So we're removing that from the consent calendar. I'll entertain a motion, or staff or commissioners may highlight an item if they wish.
I would move to adopt the consent calendar with the noted deletion.
Second.
Moved and seconded, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. That motion carries. Next item is a decision item on an ordinance amending the comprehensive plan map, designation of forest land to agricultural land, and changing the zoning designations from a TC timber conservation to an AC agricultural conservation for property owned by Don Kessie, map number 12-08-23, tax lot 100. This is an item that's come before us previously. Council Belmont.
Commissioners, is there any request for the record? Is there any request that this ordinance be read in full? Hearing none from the commissioners. You have read it by title, so we've accomplished what we need to do procedurally here. You did hold a public hearing on this matter after due notice last week. You received recommendations from the Planning Commission, which also held a public hearing for this comp plan change and zone map change. And this is the ordinance which would implement the decision, the recommendations of the Planning Commission, your decision last week to move this forward.
Mr. Chair, I would just note that the planning. The planning commission recommendation was unanimous. We agreed to move this forward unanimous. It was pretty clear that the original zoning applied in the 1970s was in error because there is documented continuous use of this property for ag purposes back to the 1890s. Therefore, I'm happy to move that we adopt this amendment to the comprehensive plan map.
Second. Moved and seconded. Any other discussion?
No.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
That motion carries. The next we'll move to reports, commissioners.
Nothing new with me.
Well, nothing
compared to that. my, how quickly we adapt.
No, seriously, could I say just for a minute, I hope tonight illustrates the fact that I changed outwardly, but my values, my priorities, my commitment to serving the people of Lincoln County is not, and it's, as far as I'm concerned, it's business as usual.
I would agree with that.
Thank you.
Commissioner Thompson, any reports?
Nope. I can't comp that
one. I can't either. Yeah. All right, then we'll move on to constituent input. This is an opportunity for anyone to address the board on an item of interest. We ask you to limit your comments to no more than 5 minutes.
This is your time.
This is okay. Your time.
I was second on the list, though.
Oh, well, is there somebody else that wishes?
There was.
Oh, he crossed out. He had to leave.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
So come on, Trina. Yes, please.
Okay. For the record, please introduce yourself.
Absolutely. Kathy Sorensen from Edgewater Cottages. Just a couple
of
minutes.
I called you Katrina. I'm sorry. Kathy.
Oh, that's my name in Southern.
Good to see you again.
Thank you. I just wanted to address something about the unincorporated lodging tax. If I'm not mistaken, all of Lincoln County can vote whenever there's a change in, you know, if you're asking for more lodging tax. However, the unincorporated area, of course, can't vote on the various cities collecting their own lodging tax, although the people in those cities, by virtue of being county residents, get to vote on this county tax, right? So, that being said, I have a couple different questions. The first one being dedicated funding. I understand it's way beyond, even though they've explained it to me in the treasurer's office, and I have a diagram and everything, I know there are a lot of different levels of dedicated funding based on the year that the tax was increased or whatever. And from the beginning, there's always been an allotment of tax to promote lodgings in the unincorporated area. Basically, our own Chamber of Commerce, so to speak, for which COCA served a purpose for a while, and I think was kind of outdated and not moving in a direction that was helpful. And I know that the recent years with all of the property management places that have come into pass, with people owning a second home here, wanting to help, you know, their pay their property taxes and subsidize mortgages, could rent out their property. So there's been a huge increase in vacation homes for rent. That being said, I don't know what's happened to that little bit of funding since COCA disappeared. And I heard a rumor that maybe the Economic Development Alliance was asking for that. Okay.
I can tell you, I was, as you know, that's how we got to know each other. I was on the COCA board as an ex officio member. The COCA board dissolved. That money is being held in a separate fund in the general ledger. You can find it in a budget. If I had a budget here, I'd be able to show you. But it is in a budget. It's not being spent. It's not, at this point, it's being held to determine what we as a, I guess as a county, as the Board of Commissioners would like to do with it. We're in a process of having a request for proposals developed. One proposal will ask for applications as to how to use the money that's been accumulated, which I guess I have to look at Council Belmont. Roughly,
I think it's 150.
I was going to say 150,000 roughly that's been accumulated. So the first RFPs will be, you know, how can we distribute that money to support tourism and lodging, or other activities that are tourism related, because it has to be tourism related. And then the second RFP is how do we distribute the future revenue stream that's generated by that tax.
Okay.
So the money has not been spent, and we're looking for proposals as to how to distribute it.
Okay. Will lodgings be, you know, there's a big difference in brick and mortar lodgings like mine, where I live on the property and I'm there to help my guests, and if they have a problem, they can come right to my door. Versus property management, which are absentee owners that rely on someone that often you can't get hold of, in spite of, I know, these new county codes and everything, but there's a difference, and I think that that needs to be taken into consideration when we look at how to best. I mean, I'd like a map that actually shows the unincorporated area, because I'm a member of the Yahats and the Newport and the Waldport Chambers of Commerce, and yet they fill up their own rooms first because the tax money stays in the city. So I might be a member, but I'm sort of the, you know, end of the pile. Anyway, that was the first. I just wanted to bring that to your attention. And secondly, I know that some of that dedicated funds, twice now, has been appropriated for the commons. But I want to point out, yes, they're two separate things. Once when maybe it was still the fairgrounds, and once maybe it was fairgrounds twice, I don't know, based on the different.
Yeah. One was 2007, one was 2016.
Yes.
The 2007 was for brick and mortar only. We drew that very narrowly by design at that time. The 2016 one is both for brick and mortar and ongoing operations.
But it's not a part of the COCA funds.
No, that's a separate.
No, it's a dedicated, yeah. But I mean, that lodging tax goes to a lot of different little funds, which I realize.
Yeah.
So, once again, I'm in South County. I am not a one-night destination. Mm-hmm. I am a destination where people come and stay a week and travel to Florence and travel to Lincoln City, and might go over to the farmer's market in Toledo, and they visit the entire coast. some of them just sit and read books and build a fire at night. You know, they just want to watch whales. So our people might go to the fair, which I totally support that, and 4-H. But I think that using unincorporated, and in each of your letters, and I follow these, you don't mention that that is unincorporated tax dollars. Do each of the cities contribute funds?
No, we've got a tentative commitment of Newport for urban renewal funds to support the redevelopment of that property. And I'd say, you know, it's not finalized, but they have, Wayne, how would you characterize it?
Let me say this. Newport is going to get the most benefit because they have the lodgings. People want to be close. If they have an event, or if they're at an event center and they're having a booth or something, they want to be right there. Like a seafood and wine. We don't get people. You know, who wants to drive 17 miles after you've had, you know, how many glasses of wine? So, I mean, that is benefiting Newport. I have no problem with it, but I know every time I have to build something or repair something, I have to save the money. I can't just take out another loan because I can't do it. And if you were correctly collecting the lodging tax in the unincorporated area from property management, you would have another third more than you have right now each quarter. And I can guarantee that. All you have to do is go on TripAdvisor or Bookings.com or any of the VRBO HomeAway websites. Look for two nights on the Oregon coast. Find any property management company, most of the ones even that have been here for 30 years. Some of them are not collecting 10% county tax, and I've mentioned this before, and it's just irking me because I'm paying that, and my competition, my neighbor.
Could I ask a quick question to the sheriff related to this? I'm not sure. Since we instituted the regulation program, is it sheriff's office duty, or is it, the VRD regulation program, is it sheriff's office duty as part of enforcement, or is it still up to the treasurer to be trying to proactively identify properties that are not paying the tax? And
no, I think we took on that role, obviously, in partnership with them. If they know somebody, they can pass it on. I know also, though, that we're just now getting to the point where we can start actually actively looking for people, because we had that first year where we had to go through and just collect the people that we knew and that filed their initial applications, that were diligent, filed their initial applications, and do the inspections and go through that entire process and get the program up and running, that we're getting to the place now where we can actually start being, you know, proactive as far as looking for others that may not have filed their application. So I know there's probably a lot out there.
Yeah, and I assume whether it be single properties or ones under management.
Absolutely. Either way, and that's that, you know, investigative side that we need to look at. I know Ms. Sorensen talked about her neighbor property that we're gonna follow up on that also.
And so share that with the sheriff.
Not just that one. I have. And I will write, I have a letter on my computer. It's been on for months and I keep wanting to send it.
Please do.
The thing is, it's not my job to point these out, but I do know, well, if the county code was written more succinctly like the state of Oregon, that the tax is collected on all fees, be it cleaning fees, booking fees, pet fees. There are a lot of extra fees that sometimes are half of what the people are paying. So if you see a room that says $55 on a calendar, on a website, that looks great. And then Lincoln County is getting exactly 10% of $55. Mm-hmm. And then there's another $80 cleaning fee, a $15 and some odd cents booking fee or whatever. So you're, in that case, getting less than half of what you're entitled. But
Wayne, can we take a look at this point?
What I would say is that we're a lot better than we were, in that we're, at one point we didn't have the tax at all, or weren't collecting any of the tax on it. VRDs. we are now collecting it, we're now doing a better job of policing it, and maybe we look at the ordinance and see, are there some other ways we can generate additional revenues?
And last thing, because I know I've taken way more than my time, and I really appreciate you listening, because it's been eating at me. Just sending a letter to everyone, that list, Lincoln County's list of who pays unincorporated tax is shrinking. There are great big properties, and then there's me with 9 units, and, you know, small motels scattered throughout the county. It's not a very big list, because you have a one contact for each organization. If you sent them a letter and just reminded them, this includes your pet fee of $40, or this includes your booking fee or cleaning fee or whatever, firewood, I don't know what they, you know, it's...
I'm not sure the ordinance covers that, but we can...
And can I say one last quick thing in response to what you said? And I understand your feeling when you said it shouldn't be your responsibility to call this to our attention, but the reality is, you know, like we heard on code enforcement, that most enforcement is complaint driven of, you know, codes, law violations. You know, that's just the reality, because the resources we have versus the area we're covering, it's, you know, it's hard. If somebody flies under the radar without anybody ever calling attention to it, we don't often know about it.
Right.
But that doesn't mean we aren't committed to trying to do better.
Yes.
Exactly.
And
I think we've made some
comments.
Yeah,
absolutely.
And if you want to send me some information, please do.
I will. But look at some of the big, there are a lot of, if you look under property management in the phone book, the big ones are out there, and you can easily pretend you're booking a room. They all have online booking.
Yep.
I book next
door. Well, we can see if they're paying taxes just by
Well, you'll see they're collecting taxes, but if you go 11.8 from that total, and you'll think that's not right, they're collecting 0.18 or whatever for that state.
Okay.
But they're only collecting 10% on that fee that's in the little calendar. And I'm having trouble competing with that, because people call me up, well, I can stay at so-and-so and it's only like $98 a night. How come you're $150? And, you know, so, and
understand.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
I will get out of your care. Thank you very much.
Any other constituent input? Mayor has her hand raised. Please come forward.
Oh, sorry.
Even though you're the mayor. And identify yourself.
Just to add to what she's saying, I don't know if you're also aware that the state just tightened the loophole on those fees because, you know, like Airbnb was not necessarily complying and wanting to, you know, negotiate with each city or whatever. And then also, I think they're supposed to be taxed on the full rate, not whatever discount rate they get. So I don't know if your codes have been updated to reflect that yet, too, which would also increase.
Sounds like we can tweak our code to cover a couple of different issues. All right. Anyone else wish to offer constituent input? All right. Next meeting of the Board of Commissioners will be Wednesday, June 13th at 9:30 a.m. in the Board of Commissioners meeting in the Lincoln County Courthouse, room 108. And with that, we are adjourned.